random from this other team came with me. Oh boy, a lot of challenges with that people. Old school, single guy, lives alone, cares for his elderly mother who lives just around the corner, has worked for the government almost his whole life, is a couple of years off retirement. Yeah, I guess basically I'm saying Big Fatty. Imagine traveling on a road trip with Big Fatty, and that's what I had to endure for 2.5 days last week.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
And that's what I had to endure.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2068. The BFO for Monday the 28th of December 2015, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to begin to tell you all about what happened over in Hatlanta. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, Snake Eyes. Big Fatty, is that like dice? No, I mean like Snake's Eyes. Oh, Big Fatty, is that the one-eyed? Never mind. Move forward. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you are Snake Eyes today because, y'all, I'm over at the Harrah Hotel. Yes, Big Fatty. And we're over here just going to spend Sunday night here at the Harrah Hotel. And, y'all, hoping that Snake will bring his one-eyed snake, baby. Penny the one-eyed snake by to see Big Fatty. I'm going to go to dinner with the owners of the Harrah Hotel this evening. And, y'all, I have lots to tell you about the week while I was in Hatlanta. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, I gotta see y'all today, the 28th of December. Big Fatty, I'm very impressed that you remember this. Where the computer reminded me also. Yes, Big Fatty, because y'all, I left my mark in calendar at the villa. Because I thought I was going to be back at the villa to record today's little show, but I decided to come back to the Harrah Hotel instead. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, today, the 28th, it is a very special celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you know him from that Taste Like Burning a Little Show. You know, he was betrothed most of the year last year. And y'all, then he took the plunge. Big Fatty, is that the Nesty plunge? No, it is not the Nesty plunge. He got hitched. He got hitched up. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, it's Tastes Like Burning Tim. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, we love Tastes Like Burning Tim. And y'all, if you see Tastes Like Burning Tim on the Twitty or the Face Space, y'all wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he doesn't get any cake. Why? But Big Fatty, don't you listen? Pay attention to what he says. He doesn't like cake. So I hope he gets a big old brownie. Big Fatty, or cheesecake. He likes cheesecake. Well, this does say cheesecake. Okay, I hope you get a big old piece of cheesecake. Big Fatty. Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, the last time that I recorded was last Monday night when I was in Hatlanta doing the right after we had the dinner at the Colonnade.
Big Fatty, it's Colonnade.
Colonnade. It's, yes, Big Fatty. But anyway, y'all, it was just lovely to see everybody over there. And y'all, then I was off to the hats. Tuesday morning, I got up and checked out of my motel, and y'all, I went to a restaurant that George in Atlanta had taken me to. In fact, today's show art, I took a picture there last year when Santa Claus was eating in there. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, that was on Tuesday morning. And then I may have gone by and done some flexing. And Big Fatty, you're vulgar. And it was meh. It was just meh. Nothing exciting, just meh. Y'all, then it was up to the hats. And It wasn't bad. I can tell I'm getting older because the hats don't drive me. Big Fatty, you double Zoloft the whole time. No, I didn't. But it was quite nice. Tuesday night, we had supper, the three of us. And then on Wednesday, I had to get some last-minute shopping done. And y'all, we went to the Kohl's. And what else did I have to do? Oh, my brother wanted something from the PGA.
Big Fatty, is that the Barbara Boulevard? That's a long drive.
No, that's the LPG. Oh, never mind. He wanted some sort of Garf something. And so I got him a gift card. And and then I had to do my rapping.
Big Fatty, I didn't know you knew how to rap.
What, you know, like paper rapping. Oh, very different. I did that. Got all my packages done and everything. Got everything. I don't put tags or bows on any of the packages. So, y'all, sometimes I have to think, what is in this? And, you know, Big Fatty, you can't remember shit. Wednesday night, what did we do Wednesday night? I think I was just rapping most of the time then. Saw my brothers and my sisters-in-law and my nieces, and it was just lovely. And then on Crema Eve, what did we do Crema Eve? I'm trying to remember. Big Fatty, I don't think we did much of anything Crema Eve. No, we did something on Crema Eve. What did we do? I don't remember. Okay, but y'all, my mother always wants to go to the Crema Eve church service. And y'all, I'm always afraid to walk in, thinking that I might combust.
Big Fatty, we're all afraid you're going to combust.
Especially, you know, with all the gas.
Big Fatty, we're not talking about the gas. We're just talking about you.
It was a new church this year that my folks, where my mother started going to. Oh, but my brother and sister-in-law and my nieces and the hats, we were all there. And y'all, the nice thing is it starts at 5:30 and it lasts less than an hour. So, and it, you know, it's mainly just singing Crema songs and all. But you went in the church and y'all, they had all the lights off. And I know it's a candlelight thing, but they only had a couple of lights on a singer and a guitar player up on the podium thing there. And y'all, we sat in the dark for most of the service.
Big Fatty, you're in the dark most of the time anyway.
Y'all, they sang the Crema carols, and the preacher was pretty good. He kind of brought a message that everybody could relate with. Like one time they would light the different candles and all this, which I don't really understand all that. But anyway, one time he got up and he said, some assembly required. Those are the most hated words on Christmas Eve. And I'm thinking, this is the preacher talking about this? And so, you know, it just
big fatty, some assembly required.
Y'all, then after that, y'all, we came back to the Hat Cave, and we had a ham sandwich and just visited for a little while. And then, Christmas morning, we get up and we ride over to my brother and sister-in-law's and niece's house, and we watch them open their gifts. And y'all, my sister-in-law always makes the sausage balls, and y'all, then she takes the croissant rolls, you know, the crescent rolls, and she rolls them out and puts brown sugar and nuts. And she may put some butter in there too. I don't know exactly. And then rolls it up and cuts it into little pinwheels, y'all, and bakes it. Oh my God. And then puts a glaze on it.
Big Fatty, is that like Dr. Stone's favorite glazed donut?
Very different than Dr. Stone's glazed donut.
Yes, Big Fatty.
So we had those in the coffee, and they were opening their packages and everything. And my nieces had got my brother and sister-in-law a cornhole set.
Big Fatty, that is vulgar.
No. Y'all, I gotta say, I think the game of cornhole, I don't know who came up with that, but it's vulgar. Anyway, it was a cornhole set, and y'all, they were playing in the old days, we'd have the toss across game where you'd have to throw the bean bags and try to get the what do you call that, the tic tac toe. But this was the cornhole where you had to get it in the hole.
Hey, this gets worse.
And so we were doing the cornhole. The other thing on Christmas Eve, I traditionally go over to my brother and sister-in-law's house and have a glass of eggnog. And y'all, my brother said, oh, we've got some Mexican eggnog. And I think it was Puerto Rican, but anyway. But it had coconut rum in it and something else. And y'all, it was vile. It was just vile. So I said, no, I won't go back to the other eggnog. And y'all, I gotta say, by the time I got to the bottom of the glass, it was pretty good.
Hey, it's because you were sauced.
And then we came to the Hat Cave, and my other brother and sister-in-law showed up, and we all opened our packages. And y'all, I'm going to tell you what I got for Crema, but y'all, I may have to look at the stuff so I can remember it all. But I'll tell you some of the stuff that I got. When I found stuff like clothes and all that I wanted that was on sale, y'all, I'd send the link in an e-letter to my sisters-in-law and my mother, and then they could just go online and purchase it. You know, it was right there, purchase, you know. And y'all, I got exactly what I wanted as far as clothes go. I got a nice pair of work slacks and a new pair of dress shoes, and y'all, I got socks for the Mark Anthony collection, and I got a sweater, and I think I had a whole outfit, pants, shirt. Oh, I got a shirt from my mother bought on her own. Y'all, she did a pretty good job.
Yes, Big Fatty.
And y'all, you can never go wrong with a Hickory Farms gift pack. And Big Fatty got one of those, and I got some cookeries and some different olive oils. I got some pictures. What else did I get? Oh, y'all, I got some wine glasses for the villa. And what else was there? There were several other things. Some gift cards. Got one to the Lowells and one to the Coors. And I got
Big Fatty, you got a lot. Oh, I got new bedroom shoes.
And I got, let's see, what else was sitting up there? I'll probably have, like I say, I'll probably have to go back and look at the stash whenever I get back to the Fat Cave. But Y'all, I think I'm going to stop right there, and I'll finish telling you about the trip to Atlanta when I get back to Charleston tomorrow. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I guess y'all wanted to do something more than just nada about Atlanta, so y'all, I'm going to do the last two of these scratch-offs that the Danbury sent to me. Y'all, it's the season's greetings. If I match three identical prize amounts, I'll win that amount, reveal a crematory, and win $20 instantly. Yes, Big Betty, here we go. The first one, $2, not a winner. $100, no winner there. $2, Big Betty, you already got $2. $10, not a winner. $20, no winner there. $50, not a winner. $1,000, oh, Big Betty. $100, oh, Big Betty. And $4, Big Betty, not a winner. Okay. And, y'all, then we got the holiday cash, y'all. This is the $5 card. And I can win up to $25,000 and win 15 times. It says match your numbers with any of the holiday numbers. Win that prize instantly. Reveal a ball symbol. Big Fatty, you're destined to win this one. It's got to have a ball on it. And you win $50 instantly. Reveal a 5X and you win five times the prize shown. All right, y'all, here we go. Now, the winning numbers, the holiday numbers are Lucky 13, Big Fatty, and Lucky 17. Yes, Big Fatty. All right, and y'all, here we go. We're going to scratch my numbers now. We got number 26, not a winner. We got number 6, no winner there. We have number 22, I say chew, no winner there. Number 27, not a winner. Number 12, no winner there. Number 12, number 4, not a winner. Number 9, not a winner. Number 8, not a winner. Number 16, Big Fatty, you're not a winner yet. All right, here we go. Then we got number 15, no winner there. Number 1, not a winner. Number 30, no winner there. Number 29, Big Fatty, you're getting near the end. Number 24, oh, here, Gussie. And y'all, here's the last one. It is number 19. Poor Big Fatty did not win. Poor Big Fatty. But anyway, Danbury's, thank you so much for the scratch outs. You know, Big Fatty loves a scratch out. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, just to let you know, I'll be heading back to the Fat Villa there at Fat Acres Monday midday, and I'll get all settled and everything, and we'll be back to our normal nattering. Y'all, we still got the several entries to the Crema content contest, and plus. My mail is that's been held. It'll be delivered Monday, and so y'all, I have a feeling there may be a crema card or two, Big Fatty, or maybe a package. There may be a package too. Yeah, there'll be big a package. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely. Just a lovely Monday. You know, Big Fatty didn't have to go back to the coal mine until a week from today on the 4th. Y'all, Big Fatty, that's next year. It's true. It is next year. Anyway, y'all, I'm just going to have the life of Riley. Big Fatty, who the hell is Riley? All right, how about the life of Vonzi? Yes, Big Fatty, we all know that. Slothville. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the little Aussie Bala. That's Scotty. Big Fatty, he loves the crema content contest, it's true. And Scotty, I know you've had a lovely crema with Alan down there at Hervey Bay. What did you think of today's return to Big Fatty?
And that's what I had to endure.
Hello, bye-bye, see you tomorrow.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1-800-238-3838 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.